JT, live in Vegas.
From the Las Vegas Strip, right to our studios on Flamingo.
Woohoo!
I'm here because I got to put two kids through college.
LeBron.
We ask everybody to participate, from Uber drivers to taxi drivers to bartenders. I mean, I never slow down. I stand up in the studio. I'm excited to be on the radio. I like energetic callers who have opinions. Sound off like you got a pair.
Woohoo!
Oh, I'm cranky Yankee. How do the Yankees lose a game like this? Are you kidding me?
And now, live from Las Vegas, here's JT the Brick.
Great to be here today, JT, along with Bobby, producing for a long time with me, brought to you by Golden Entertainment, PT Sierra Gold, Sean Patrick's, the SG Bar right at the 215 and Flamingo, Stratosphere, Arizona Charlie's, and the Monologue every day when we're not kicked off for a hockey game or something locally. We're here for you all summer long. Welcome to the show. We're ready to roll. Hope to talk to you today. We got a busy show. One of the great sports talk hosts ever, Mike North, will join us in 15 minutes from Chicago on everything LeBron compared to Jordan in this debate now about LeBron James and where he ends up as a free agent. Dr. Mike Crivetti at the bottom of the hour, the great orthopedic surgeon, the doctor here in town who's a part of Lotus Broadcasting, longtime friend of mine, diehard sports fan. We'll talk to him a little bit later on, and we'll get your phone calls at 876-1340. By this time of the day, you should know what you want to talk about. Dial on anything. I'll get you up here. Remember, we weren't the first hockey show here in town, but we were the first to go balls out once we realized that this was a playoff team and this was a chance of a team to do something magical. And they did. And in the offseason here, we're talking about NBA Summer League. What's going to happen with LeBron James? And we'll get you ready for Raiders football. Unlike any other show, as Mark Davis is out there with the construction workers on the site, everybody's coming together as that stadium. Have you driven by the stadium location for football? Incredible what's going up there and how quickly it's going up. I'm heading to Napa at the end of July for a while. Going to get to know this team. We're going to set up everything we're doing on the radio show for the entire year, and we'll get you ready for the Raider preseason as I'll be on the sidelines, working the sidelines for the TV broadcast. Rich Gannon will be in the booth with Matt Millen, Beth Mowins on the play-by-play on TV. Raider preseason, four preseason games, and a really good schedule in Los Angeles at the Rams. Aaron Rodgers in Oakland for the critical third game. It's a big preseason for John Gruden and the Silver and Black. But before that, Gruden's got to get him coached up through Napa, healthy through the preseason, get Mac signed long-term or figure out what they're going to do with the franchise tag, whatever they're going to do with Khalil Mack, have him ready to go, and then they have to hit the ground running. Because if Gruden and Carr are on the same page and they have their A game offensively out of the gate, the Raiders can do some great things this year. If it's going to take a while to put in that offense, the Raiders don't have time with that schedule. They got to get out of the gate quickly. World Cup today. I got up because I like England. Why not? I've always liked England because I watch the Premier League. So I see those players play often, and I like certain teams. I like Tottenham in the Premier League. So I wanted to see England play. They played Belgium today. Neither team wanted to win. Ouch. I don't like that. I just talked about it with TC and Magnum as they wrapped up their show. Very difficult at the World Cup stage when two teams, England or Belgium, the winner would be the winner of the group and have to play in a much tougher bracket going forward. Remember, NCAA tournament bracket. Their bracket would be brutal if they won today and were the one seed. The loser, even though they have to play a pretty good team coming up here, have a much easier bracket to get to the World Cup, at least semifinal or final. But I didn't want to watch sports today, and I did for probably an hour and a half with two teams that didn't want to win and compete. Ladies and gentlemen, it's starting to be one of my biggest pet peeves as a sports talk host, as a dad of two kids playing sports, and all the sports I consume just as a fan. The fact now that people, teams, players, and coaches are taking specific times to not go all out, just not play hard. The NBA is the worst at it. They have teams that actually tank and admit it. Case in point, Mark Cuban was fined $600,000 on a podcast for admitting it to Julius Irving, Dr. J. Teams tank all the time in the NBA. And the other side of it, they believe by resting players, they're going to be better. The players that need rest are like Roger Federer, who have to play every other day at Wimbledon, and they're aging. You know, Tom Brady gets a week off in between games. He gets a whole 6 days off. Now, it's work. He gets beat up more than Federer, but you have time to recover in other sports. Today, England sat Harry Kane. They didn't want to waste him. He could win the golden boot of the tournament, and England lost a game, presumably to get into an easier bracket, and I don't like when teams lose momentum instead of pushing forward at the World Cup stage. What's more important, to score a goal at the World Cup or get eliminated two rounds from now? You want to live life to the moment. Play balls out all the time if you're a pro. If you're not a pro, take the day off. If you got a beer league softball game, take Tuesday off and go back Thursday and drink beer behind second base. No big deal. But when you're a pro at the World Cup level or in the NBA playoffs, or you're in the middle of an NFL season, give the fans what they want. Today was a bad look, I thought, for the World Cup. Mexico lost but advanced into the knockout stage of 16, and they'll have to go up against Brazil. This, to me, should be, on record, one of the best days for Vegas to come together in a sports bar, even though it's early, and get together for what could be the funnest party this weekend that you could find in all of sports. If you like the Kentucky Derby, if you like going out for a big event and to watch something, a big fight, for example, right? You want a big fight, a Mayweather fight, whatever it is. You go out to the bars. You go out. You get dressed up. You go out with friends. You do something. Well, you might want to do this for Brazil and Mexico, considering what's at stake here. Winner move forward. Loser go home. And check this out. We have an opportunity next week. If Argentina wins their game and Portugal wins their game, we'll have a week, 3 days, to preview Messi versus Ronaldo. OMG, that's by far the biggest thing out there. That's like bringing Michael Jordan back in his prime and playing LeBron. You could have Messi and Ronaldo next week. So without the United States of America, I think we're missing out as a fandom. I think we're missing out as fans that have a reason to go watch soccer because the United States is not participating. How do you wrap your head around the knockout round? Let me know if you're a soccer fan, 876-1340. I pricked Brazil before it started. But I'd like to see Mexico win. It would be great to see an upset. Who do you got winning the rest of the way? And where are you watching these big games in the next couple of days heading into the weekend? Join me at a PT's. Get out in public and watch these games. 876-1340. All right, Jameis Winston suspended for 3 games officially by the NFL, and he takes his medicine. Winston puts out a statement confirming that he's not drinking alcohol going forward and apologizing for his behavior in the incident with a female Uber driver. Damian Woody was on SportsCenter today. I'm sure it's going to go viral. He lost his mind. He was basically screaming on SportsCenter how Winston now, they should cut him. They should cut him. There is a body of evidence in this young man's behavior. From his language at Florida State in a cafeteria to the alleged sexual assault in college to stealing and blatantly walking out with the crab legs to an Uber incident where he's admitting there was some type of an incident and he's suspended by the league. This is really a moment where you have to look at a player and say, cut him clean and let him go and don't be associated with him anymore or give him another chance. I tend to give people other chances. Unless it is, and there's a lot of heinous behavior in society. In sports, when things go bad and you apologize, if there's a conviction, if there isn't a conviction because it doesn't go forward in the courts, if you're able to keep your employment and you're still in the league, you know, I hope you get a second chance and can clean your life up. But he is at the end. This is it for Jameis Winston. He's really good. I interviewed him, I said this a couple of days ago when we had TJ Reeves on, the Bucs sideline reporter. One of the more memorable guys I've ever interviewed in the last 3 or 4 years because of how gracious of a gentleman he was on Radio Row at the Super Bowl. But clearly he continues to put himself in tough situations. The 3-game suspension here against this brutal schedule is the difference between an entire organization making the playoffs via a wild card or division or not. So for Jameis Winston, I think the Buccaneers are obviously going to take him back. I think he'll come off a suspension. I do think he'll keep his nose clean. He has for the last couple of years. This is an incident dating back to 2016, let's not forget. And I think he understands that his career is at the crossroads of being over if he has another disciplinary issue. So I think he'll play, and he'll play at a very high level. But the question is, will the Buccaneers extend him long-term and then do his next contract, which is going to cost anywhere from $80 to $100 million in guaranteed money? Guaranteed. Look at what Kirk Cousins is making. Jameis Winston is a much better talent than any player like that in this league, especially Kirk Cousins. If Cousins is worth $84 million guaranteed, a year from now, 2 or 3 years from now, if Winston can stay out of trouble with his gifted athletic ability, an arm like Dan Marino, but a guy who can run and put his head down, he's built like a linebacker, you don't find quarterbacks like this. Baker Mayfield was drafted number one. Both Heisman winners, but no one will say that Mayfield has more talent than Winston. Winston is a much bigger talent. There's only a few out there that have that type of athletic ability out there. Big deal. What should the Buccaneers do for him? And will he be a quarterback who lasts in this league, or do you think he'll flame out? 876-1340 is the number. And before our guests join us a little bit later on, I want to get into Paul George opting out of his contract today from Oklahoma City, which is no surprise, other than the fact that he's giving up $20 million. So he better not get hurt in a pickup game. It's a lot of money at stake. It looks like Paul George will end up a Laker because the Lakers want him. He's free to go there. He's slotted to make enough money. The Lakers have that slot to pay him. But now there's a little bit of confusion because LeBron James could want to go to L.A., and Kawhi Leonard, no doubt the Lakers are on the phone as we speak, and earlier today talking to San Antonio about a trade that would bring Kawhi Leonard in before LeBron James and possibly even before Paul George. So there's a lot moving here in regards to Kawhi Leonard and LeBron James. I've been calling LeBron a diva for a long period of time. In my opinion, LeBron James having to wait for Kawhi Leonard before he opts out in less than 48 hours. We got a day and a half before LeBron has to make up his mind. LeBron is now technically waiting for Kawhi to go first. Mike North will talk about that next. Jordan, Bird, Magic would never wait for anyone to go first. Now, Durant did. Durant went to a championship team, not a contender. He went to a champion. And Durant got criticized for taking the easy way out, rightfully so. He quieted his critics with back-to-back championships and back-to-back finals MVPs. He's now off the hook. LeBron's got three rings already. Why would he have to wait for Kawhi to make it easier for him to make a decision to go to Los Angeles? So that's another big thing I want to get into. Mike North will join us next. Benjamin, thanks for holding. Thanks for calling Fox. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, sir?
Good.
I just want to, elaborate about the NFL. Again, we are very, very disappointed of the way they handle situations. And this guy has a history, James Winston, and he still got three games compared to last year, Ezekiel. Other people who got like a lot of suspension, but they, you know, they go through this, and the NFL always disappoint us.
It's very.
I also want to make a little comment. Also, you're right about the World Cup. Very disappointing day, the way they play. The NFL, the FIFA also, the way they assign referees, it's horrible. That's all I can say.
Thank you. Thanks for the phone call. I don't think the World Cup's been horrible, and if you have issues with instant replay and certain referees, that's fair. But I think overall, considering what FIFA and the World Cup and what Fox was dealing with before they went into this tournament, I think this has been an excellent World Cup. You have matchups now in the round of 16, Uruguay, Portugal, Suarez going up against Ronaldo. That is an epic game. Argentina, France, Brazil, Mexico, Belgium, Japan. And this is incredible. These are unbelievable matchups. Russia, the host country, will be taking on Spain, arguably the best team out there. Croatia, Denmark, Sweden, Switzerland, unbelievable regionally, and obviously Colombia and England. I think it's been a really good World Cup. I just didn't like the look today. Today was a bad look. It was two teams that already clinched the playoffs. that ripped off their fans. But imagine you're an England or a Belgium fan and you flew all the way to Russia to go to a game and you're not going to the round of 16. That was your game. And you got two teams. I fight for fans on this radio show. If you're sitting in the upper deck and go to only one baseball game a year, just one, and Bryce Harper takes the night off, which he doesn't, he plays, or another guy doesn't give you 100%, or the manager rests Aaron Judge, I don't support that. I saw that today at the World Cup, which is much bigger than a White Sox game against the Twins, where a starter can rest. This is the World Cup. I thought it was a bad look. Mike North will join us next, one of the best sports talk hosts ever. A mentor of mine, the first radio host to ever make $1 million, which is pretty incredible when you think about that back in the day, and then the arc of the career that he had. Remember, we're brought to you by Henderson Hyundai, the superstore. I head on out Boulder Highway out in Henderson. Henderson Hyundai does an unbelievable job here. And I went to the showroom. I'm going back next week with our sales staff to see how they work with their customers, all the selection, all the choice. Henderson Hyundai, the superstore, off of Boulder Highway in Henderson. Mike North coming up next. Believe me, he'll go after LeBron if I set him up and compare him to Jordan.
Get asked all the time about, you know, MJ, LeBron, and it's such a difficult question to ask. All I know is they're the two best players that I've ever witnessed. They're very different, but however you want to rank them, you know, they're right there together.
Steve Kerr, JT, back with you, Fox Sports Radio. As I often tell you, whenever we get a chance to talk to Mike North, it's an absolute pleasure, one of the great sports talk hosts of all time. And Mike, I was thinking of you yesterday because my wife and my two sons today are at Comiskey before a weekend at Wrigley as I'm left home working and pounding it here on the radio. So I was thinking Chicago in advance, and I always think of you.
Well, I appreciate that. First of all, great to talk to you, JT. And if your wife's at the Sox game, she'll spend a lot of alone time. There's not a lot of people out there. Tell her to be ready for when she goes to Wrigley Field, though. It's great to talk to you. How's everything going, my friend?
Couldn't be better, Mike. I wanted to jump in because I'm having a difficult time figuring out LeBron. Not the three rings, not the championship losses, the comparisons to Jordan. And you've been there the entire time, especially during the epic run of Jordan and the Bulls. I can't imagine Jordan waiting for a player like Kawhi Leonard to move first before he decided to move, or Jordan doing anything to try to impress Magic, who's trying to rebuild the Lakers. I don't remember Bird and Magic wanting to play for each other. What are you thinking of every day when you see all of this LeBron news in the offseason?
I think it's a bunch of nonsense. I think that they're so tied into LeBron, a lot like the way a lot of people are tied into Tiger now. You know, LeBron, his image has been tarnished with the sweep. There's no doubt about it. But, you know, with the Kyrie Irving leading, there's not a whole lot of free agents that – how many free agents really want to go play with LeBron and get yelled at? How many people want to play with LeBron anymore? As he's still a great, 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 great player. But he's starting to wear down. The miles are going to start to get to him. We saw that in the championship round. I will tell you this. Jordan thought he could win with Quentin Daly and Orlando Woolridge. He never went to Jerry Krause and said, you know what, I need this guy, I need that guy. What Krause did ask him after they lost Horace Grant after the first three championships, he did say, we're going to need a rebounder. What do you think about Dennis Rodman? He checked with Jordan. Jordan said, okay. He says, whatever way you want to do it. So he left it in the hands of Jerry Krause, and Jerry Krause went out and got Rodman, and that's where they had the 72-win team. But Jordan never lobbied for a player, never waited for a player. He's Michael Jordan, and that's a difference, another difference, that puts him in another class from LeBron.
Mike North joins us. I am fascinated on this topic because Jordan and Krause did not get along. I didn't like Jordan's speech at the Hall of Fame when he went after Krause, and obviously that was a low moment, but you have to admit, even, and you framed it beautifully, Mike, Jordan got along well in the atmosphere of head coach with Phil Jackson and Krause, where he didn't demand things every year. Now, we didn't have Twitter and social media like we did back in the day, but we would have known if Jordan was so upset with the roster around the clock that he wanted to be the GM. We never got wind of that.
No, and I'll tell you another thing, JT. I love Jordan, but he was classless, and the media in a lot of ways was classless in the treatment of Krause. And for Jerry Reinsdorf to finally push him through after Krause died, I thought was mean-spirited, because Reinsdorf was supposed to be a friend. I thought it was long overdue, even before he passed on. It would have been nice to see a guy that had been abused so badly in Chicago, yet was very instrumental in bringing six championships along with Jordan. I mean, look, Ron Thorne took Jordan, but everybody else was picked up, including Pippen for Olden Polynese, by Jerry Krause. That's a sharp move there. I will also say this, that Michael Jordan has now found out what Jerry Krause meant to the Bulls with his own ineptness in Charlotte. Pure and simple. He knows now what it would have been, and I would have loved to have seen, if Krause was still around, if Jordan would have eventually eaten crow and called up Krause to help him out in Charlotte.
The great Mike North joins us on Fox Sports Radio. Mike, the thing that I think is interesting now when it comes to LeBron and Jordan is that LeBron's playing, I think, much better than what Michael looked at the end of his career, because I can't believe that LeBron, I disagree, I don't think he's slowing down. It reminds me of Brady. He almost seemed to have his best year ever. Last year it was so dominant, he played all 82 games. I think he could play, Mike, at this level another 4 or at least 3 to 5 years. He'll never catch the 6 rings. He might not get a finals MVP, but I think he could probably get back to another finals or two, even if he leaves Cleveland to go to L.A. or somewhere else.
You know, I'll buy into what you're saying there. I think the competition's different now. Jordan had to beat, Lambeer, had to get knocked around by the Pistons, had to get beat up by the Celtics, the 86 Celtics. I mean, Jordan arguably played against the greatest teams of all time for a decade, talking about the Lakers, the Pistons, the Celtics. LeBron's played probably against the weakest Eastern conference of all time. So why I agree with you, I would have loved to see Jordan, in my opinion, Jordan averages 45 a season with the defense that they play today, where you can't put a hand on the hip. And I'm not exaggerating. If LeBron's averaging 40 in the playoffs, Jordan would have averaged more. But you know what? LeBron's a gift. There's no question about it. But I think he's never been completely comfortable with the fact he's never said that Jordan was better than him. You'll never hear him say that. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, at the end, I think the stats are going to say it and everything else. But I'll go with you on that, JT. There's no doubt that LeBron James, if he came to Bulls tomorrow, I'd be the first guy to call you and tell you we're going to be having a run for the next 3 years. I just don't understand all this nonsense where he's going to go to the West Coast. I mean, I don't care where he goes. He's going to finish behind the Warriors.
Yes.
Pure and simple. Pure and simple for the next couple of years.
Yeah, that's the key to this whole argument. If he gets, and Mike, that's one of the reasons I wanted to have you on today before we wrap it up, because if he gets to the Lakers, with Kawhi already there, and especially Paul George, who's begging to go there, and Paul George is a great player, I just don't think he's an elite all-star anymore, then LeBron will have a team that could go up against the Warriors in the West. You would believe that with Kawhi and Paul George with LeBron, that Laker team would be absolutely loaded in the West. Could they get by Golden State?
You know what? I think the Lakers should go old school. I think to try to play with the Warriors is a mistake. Mm-hmm. I think the Laker teams of the past, and you know them well, all had great centers, whether it be Shaq, whether it be Gasol, whether it be Chamberlain, whether it be Jabbar. Kawhi Leonard and Paul George, I don't know. I'm not a Paul George fan anymore. Never was a big Paul George fan. Kawhi Leonard's never played more than 74 games in a season. He's had that quadricep injury. I just think that at LeBron's age, and once again, sooner or later he's going to decline, but you're right, the rules are different now. That's why Brady can last till he's in his 50, maybe till he's 50 as a quarterback, because you can't hit the quarterback anymore. But I just don't think those two running mates will equal what they have in Golden State. But it would be fun. Is LeBron going to end his streak of finals? Or is the crowning achievement to come back and to beat Golden State and get to the finals over them?
Yeah, it would be a great way to wrap up his legacy. Mike, last one. We both consume a lot of baseball. What goes through your mind with all these strikeouts and leagues batting 240 and barely putting the ball in play and the shift and all that? Are you having as much fun watching baseball as you did back in the day?
You know, I think I am, but I don't like the launch level stuff. I don't like the velocity. The other day, a young lady that covers the Cubs for a publication said the exit velocity of a base hit was 63 miles per hour. I think it's getting ridiculous. I will tell you, I love Atlanta. I love Markakis. I love Freeman. I love what the Yankees have done. I don't know if the Yankees are going to have enough pitching at the end. You know, when you got that kind of hitting that can be shut down to short playoff, I've been watching Houston. I don't think anybody can beat them. Washington, to me, Bryce Harper is overrated. See, the difference between Harper and Trout, JT, is simple. Trout gets on first, and he figures out a way to get home. Harper gets on first, and most of the time he stays there.
Hey, Mike,
and
he's getting under
a whole lot of weight.
As you know, Harper's from Vegas. A lot of people listen and love him.
I love Harper, but I'll tell you this.
No, I agree with you. He should be compared with Mickey Mantle. He's no Mickey Mantle.
But that's the image.
He's supposed to be the next Mickey Mantle.
When you have to shave your beard, and when you he's a head case right now. It's a free agency thing, all this nonsense. Just go out and play your game, but try to cut down on the strikeouts with swinging for homers, along with your buddy Chris Bryant, who's doing the same thing.
Thank you, Mike. Tell us what's going on at VegasScoresAndOdds.com.
Well, we're getting excited, and I'm going to have an announcement in a couple weeks, but we're getting ready for legalized gambling, hopefully here in Illinois, and I'm on a 13-2 run right now because – you know what? There's going to be a lot of action. People that never knew what gambling was will now be your experts on your local TV, folks. Make sure you go to the right people. Check me out at Vegas Scores and Odds. And hopefully, one of these days, again, we'll be giving point spreads out on JT's show.
Hey, Mike, when my father-in-law was building his little world and empire down in Lincoln with video slots and putting in cigarette machines and obviously all the records that they were playing, could you imagine if my father-in-law had a shot at legalized sports gaming back in the day from St. Louis all the way up through Chicago with all those bars and restaurants? It's finally here.
Yeah, it's finally here, and here's the bad news for everybody. You better know what you're doing because everybody's going to get their clock played if they don't. And here's another thing. There'll always be room for the bookies, folks. There's even bookies in Vegas, as JT knows, because with legalized gambling, there's one little problem. You have to have the money up front.
Thank you, Mike. Great talking to my friend.
Love you, my friend. Thank you.
Love you, too. Mike North. Mike North, the icon, one of the all-time greats. No doubt about it. To talk to Mike North and to hear his passion, it's just awesome. And he's right. When you look at Michael Jordan and you compare it to LeBron, he goes right after the fact that, you know, LeBron keeps losing in the finals. He just got swept in the finals. And he's chasing a super team, something that Jordan didn't have to do. And he gave credit to Jerry Krause for keeping that team and bringing in Rodman and Horace Grant and Pippen and all the deals that were made. And Jordan had those great deals and great teammates to play with. LeBron doesn't. To LeBron's credit, he has to look elsewhere. He has to look west or have to look somewhere else because he doesn't have the team. We'll get into that coming up a little bit later on. Dr. Mike Crivetti is going to join us next. A good friend of the show and a great hockey fan and sports fan. We'll tell you what he's been doing here in Las Vegas and how his business is perfect for you if you have someone that you know or yourself, you've been banged up, you want to get back to 100%, my friend can show you the way. Mike Crivetti going to join us next, and we'll get more into Jameis Winston and the 3-game suspension from the Bucks.
I just hate losing. ask me about the game. Don't ask me about the shoulder. I hate losing.
Jameis Winston, who accepts the 3-game suspension from the NFL today. JT back with you, Fox Sports Radio. Dr. Mike Crivetti joins me from Crivetti Orthopedics, a good friend, and we're connecting again, and we're doing it on radio. And Dr. Crivetti, first, thanks for coming on today, and it was great to see you at all those Golden Knights games. You really got behind this team. What a season.
Always great to see you, JT. Let me tell you something. What a season doesn't even describe what happened in Section 5 over T-Mobile. It was fantastic.
So you even loved your section. I love this. Because what I liked about it, and I'm here during the week and when I'm going to games on the weekend, I would meet friends in certain sections. I would meet them at certain concourses. What was it like for you understanding this team, getting behind this as a former athlete, knowing that they needed fans like you to make this work? How rewarding was it with the friends and family in your section?
You know, it's amazing how we all came together, whether it be even before the game, after the game. We ended up having our pregame at Saki Rock and became our stomping ground before the games. But, you know, you look around, you see the same faces. I got to tell you, it's an awful lot of high fives when we score. We got to run up and down those aisles. We got Negreanu near us, Johnny Taffer. We got some great humans around us. It takes a long time to get back to your seat after a score at the T-Mobile.
Dr. Cavetti, you got a great reputation here with orthopedics and what you do in this community here. Before we get into the expansion and what's happening, from young athletes to even older gentlemen and women, I just went to the U.S. Open back at Shinnecock with my Uncle Gene, and he couldn't get around on his knee. And I pulled him aside. I said, Uncle Gene, you got to fix this knee for quality of life. And he's a guy in his mid-70s, and then there's kids in their teens and going into their 20s who have injuries from elbows to shoulders, knees. What's it like hearing all these stories in this community and trying to help people out?
Well, you know, I think the community, as you can see, is on fire. I think our sports community is on fire. Whether it be our Little League baseball players, or whether it be our new hockey stars out at the arena, or any of our weekend warriors. It's fantastic to watch people come in with an injury and fix them. Obviously, not great to watch them come in hurting, but it's so great when they walk out after we give them, whether it be a shoulder surgery, a new ACL, and now they're back playing soccer, or we give them a new knee or a new hip, and now they're skiing, biking, hiking, back to doing all the great things that our community offers. So I got to tell you, JT, these 20 years have been fantastic.
Dr. Cavetti, I want to ask you about the growth of this town. The Raiders are coming here. You're involved with the community. It's growing every day as a sports community. Tell us about your practice, obviously, the other doctors that you work alongside with, and how you're preparing with the technology and the advancements for all this growth, considering how quickly this community is growing.
Yeah, can you imagine? We dumped this office down here 20 years ago in Henderson, right up on Eastern by St. Rose, and now we're becoming kind of the center of something so great, looking at that Raiders stadium coming down the road. We had no choice. The patients are wonderful. All the people we've taken care of, the 20-plus thousand surgeries we've done, well, they've got friends, they've got family. So eventually we had to add some great guys. Our first gentleman we added, Dr. Caleb Pinniger. He trained with Jimmy Andrews, did the Andrews Fellowship. He brings a whole skill level of sports medicine to the town, some things I haven't even seen. It's fantastic to watch him work and take care of all the shoulders and elbows. You've heard of Tommy John surgery, JT.
Yeah.
You know, there's few people on the West Coast that even do it. This guy trained with Andrews, doing sometimes 30 or 40 of them in a rotation. So it was pretty fantastic. Our second guy is Dr. Tomas Cuchera. He's a crazy base jumper that came to work with us. He does pain management, but not traditional pain management. You're not going to get a bunch of pills here, mm-hmm. but he's going to fix you, whether it be an injection, whether it be therapy, whether it be some other type of treatment. We're going to find ways to fix you.
Dr. Pinniger, tell us a little bit about what you actually do here, especially with these type of injuries. How old is the typical patient coming in here, and what about the recovery overall? Because a lot of people are concerned about having a big surgery to an elbow or a shoulder, worried about the recovery. You have such a great reputation there at Cravetti Orthopedics. What's that process like?
It's of course going to be tailored to every person that comes in, whether we're talking about a 12-year-old whose elbow's sore after a pitching series, or if you're talking about the 25-year-old who's playing soccer on the weekend and comes in with a torn ACL. Each of these injuries can be devastating, and the surgery is combined with a very extensive course of physical therapy. And, you know, of course we're walking you through the whole process step by step, and we've got a great team that's there every step of the way. These elbows can be real challenging, and in a young pitcher who gets a Tommy John surgery, you know, we're looking at a year to get these guys back. Of course, we're trying everything we can to spread the word on prevention, because we would love to see these guys not have to go through that. But if it comes to it, if they've got their elbow torn up, and if we find out what's going wrong, we're anxious to help them on their pathway to recovery, and we'll get them back there.
Dr. Cachero, what's it been like for you, especially with pain management, when there are parents listening and they're bringing in youngsters for a surgery, or up there in their 40s, 50s like myself who want to make this decision, and they're worried about balancing and worried about the medication on the end?
I think what I bring to the practice is we responsibly practice pain medication. Pain medication in the operative sense has definitely its importance and its balance, and I've brought in, and we're trying to also do things here at Credit Orthopedics like non-opioid procedures like iovera, which is a procedure where we freeze the nerves prior to total knee replacements, the different nerve blocks that you can do to augment control so you don't only rely on opioids. We've kind of gotten in America to the one-shot, you know, quick fix with opioids, but then we've gotten to the same problem. There are other medications out there that are non-narcotics, and we provide all these modalities here at Credit Orthopedics.
Dr. Cavetti, as we wrap it up, I'm watching the World Cup. You're a former quarterback. You're an athlete, and I know you're watching this. Incredible to see the pace of play of these soccer players at this level, the burst of speed, but the tackling and the potential for these ankles and knee injuries. And Vegas is a big, big soccer town. How often are you dealing with soccer players? And talk about a couple of examples how you got great soccer players back on the field again.
Yeah, you'd be surprised. You would think that the number one place we see ACL injuries is in our football players. They get tackled from the side and they tear up their ACL. Most of these injuries are non-contact. Well, what sports out there where kids and young adults move more laterally, pivot, twist than soccer? So these deceleration injuries or non-contact injuries are so common in these soccer players. So there's nothing better when you get somebody back into playing soccer again. It's unfortunate that we see some 14, 15, and 16-year-old athletes and see them get hurt on the field. It's tough to operate on them. I'm a dad. You know, I got kids. I got teenagers. Played a lot of sports. Breaks your heart to have to operate on them. But I'll tell you, nothing makes you feel better than 6 months later. And you hear about that first game. I went out and watched one of my lacrosse kids out at Gorman, 6 months and a week to the day of doing her ACL. And she's playing in a state championship. Just a fantastic experience. Such a proud thing for a dad, a coach, and certainly being their doctor.
Well, we go back a long way. We've been friends for a while. I'm thrilled we can do this on the radio and going forward. Dr. Cavetti, tell everyone how they can find you. I'll send everybody the website, the number, and hopefully we can get you in here in the studio here in the coming weeks here and talk more sports with you, Doc.
We're going to have to come in and bump some knuckles for sure. Cavetti Orthopedics is our practice, CrivettiOrtho.com is our website. We spend a lot of time on videos and things on to teach folks on our website. Take a minute. We got a mobile app on the phone as well, and it's CrivettiOrtho.com.
Thank you, Doc. I'll talk to you soon. Thanks for making time for us today and your busy schedule. All the doctors here, we greatly appreciate it.
See you, JT.
You got it. There he is, Dr. Mike Cravetti and his partners there at Cravetti Orthopedics. Appreciate it. They're involved in the building. Mike and I go back a long way, at least a decade, and he's the premier orthopedic specialist in town here. We'll shoot out the website. We'll tweet it out. I already tweeted it out today, and good guy. Really good sports fan, and I'm excited we could fit him in here today. When we come back, of my conversation with Don Harris last night, from San Antonio, the authority on Kawhi Leonard and what has to happen going forward for LeBron to go first or Kawhi to go first. If I'm the Spurs, I don't move Kawhi. I don't do anything. It's a game of poker. You make the Lakers sweat it out. Or do the Spurs believe they're going to get their best offer right now?
Side now for McLemore. He had his pocket picked by Leonard. Kawhi drives length of the floor all the way in, lay it up, good, and a foul on McLemore.
So no Woj bomb today. Adrian Wojnarowski doesn't have any breaking news. The big story today is obviously that Paul George has opted out of his deal, and Paul George wants to be a Laker, and the Lakers seem to want Paul George. But Paul George wants to get a max deal. And the Lakers have two spots for a max deal. You would think LeBron. And if they brought in Kawhi in a trade, Kawhi would get one of those max deals. We're potentially looking at a Laker deal that could bring in LeBron, Kawhi, and Paul George. And I would think that Paul George would get paid the least compared to LeBron, and especially Kawhi Leonard. The Spurs have been talking to the Lakers and the Celtics. And the thing is with the Celtics is the Celtics could do it because they have more players, but the Celtics know that Kawhi doesn't want to be a Celtic. And think of that, what I just said. Can you imagine growing up on a schoolyard in Toledo, Ohio, or Baltimore, or in Flint, Michigan, and saying, I don't want to be a Celtic? This is what Kawhi's at now. People, when you want to be a free agent, you literally have to tell the teams that you don't want to go to that you're not interested. Because then everybody thinks you want to go, right? Everybody would say, well, I have a shot. I'm in New Orleans. I'm in Boston. I'm in Detroit. Let's go get him. No, Kawhi Leonard just wants to be a Laker. So Danny Ainge is not going to give up three of his young best studs and a draft pick to get a guy who doesn't want to sign long term. So this becomes the poker game with Magic Johnson going up against Greg Popovich and R.C. Buford. I talked to Don Harris last night from WOAI News 4. Don's the most connected guy in all of San Antonio. He knows the coaches. He knows all the players. And we talked about how difficult it is around the Spurs organization to get a story out of this team.
Well, you don't get information from the organization. But in 30 years of being here, what I've learned to do is kind of read the tea leaves. And sometimes you have to interpret what is said and read between the lines. And there was a complete disconnect this season between Tony Parker, Manu Ginobili, and Kawhi Leonard. There came a time when the comments made by Tony and Manu were so out of character of covering them for so long that you could see the heartache and you could see the disappointment that the guy that they were counting on to lead them and be their MVP and be their next superstar basically just dropped the baton that was handed from David Robinson to Tim Duncan and from Tim to Tony and Manu and then to Kawhi. He basically just didn't want it. And they felt betrayed and bailed on by him in a Spurs culture that teaches team before me. He very much acted like so many other individuals that we've seen in the NBA over the years. That was out of character with the Spurs way, and it really was disheartening for the vets. And Coach Pop basically felt the same way. You could tell in his comments when he would say, I don't know when Kawhi's going to return. You'll have to ask him and his group. Very sarcastic, very much a shot across the bow for fans to know, you know, this isn't our deal. This isn't our call. Our doctors have cleared him to play. He's a lone ranger on this deal. And we don't know why, other than maybe there was some confusion and disagreement about the handling of his injury, but he handled it in a way that we've never seen before. His own doctors, his own training staff, you know, everybody else who was hurt worked out, you know, at the Spurs practice facility in the weight room while the guys were playing on the court. The Spurs were at their practice facility, and Kawhi was working out downtown before he went to New York, so he was completely separated from the team. And then apparently he did ask out, we can tell now, R.C. Buford admitting as much on draft night that they're not in a place where they want to be with Kawhi. I think they'd like to think that they could repair it, but it seems to be irreparable.
So that's Don Harris, News 4 WOAI San Antonio, the authority on all this. Knows more than the people on ESPN or Fox because he's there for 30 years. And he didn't see this coming. No one saw it coming. And he was, as he said, Kawhi's turned out to be the lone ranger on this. He went to get his injury checked out. We just had Dr. Cavetti on from Cavetti Orthopedics. The tie-in there, Kawhi went on his own to New York to get a second opinion because I believe, from what Don's reporting, that Kawhi didn't like the fact that the Spurs said, you're ready to go. And he wasn't ready to go. An athlete's number one asset is their ability to remain a brilliant athlete. And Kawhi thought it wasn't worth testing it. And the Spurs and the players on the Spurs question him, and that is what's made that relationship divided, and it's over. What a shame. Usually a guy gets hurt, and he's going to be 100%. He comes back. He takes his time. He goes to rehab. He misses half a season, and then everybody's okay. But whatever happened here, the disconnect during the injury of Kawhi Leonard, which should have been a regular injury that he came back from 6 to 8 weeks, for whatever reason, his uncle or Kawhi himself said, I don't like what you're doing to me and the way you're treating me. I'm going to pull back. And we see that today. Just don't talk about it as a parent with millennials and kids. People act differently today. If that was Elgin Baylor or John Havlicek or Kareem, right, Bobby, don't get you going, how would they have acted? They would have listened to their employers, came back even if they weren't at 100%. If they were at 85%, if the team doctor said, you're ready to go, you go. Now guys get second opinions, go to New York, leave the team, don't sit on the bench during the playoffs. And this is the guy now who's got to repair that image going forward. And nothing repairs an image like Hollywood. Playing for the Lakers can repair your image quickly. You become a star in the number two media market on one of the greatest franchises in North American sports history. Thanks to our good friends at PT's. Right here at the top of the hour, happy hour starts 5 to 7, midnight to 2 a.m. I'll be there tomorrow, excited for lunch over at the great Sierra Gold on Jones as I learn more about what PT's is doing, more about Golden Entertainment, who are always here for the show. We start and end with PT's. Happy hour begins now. Looney joins me at the top of the hour. We'll get right into it. Caron Butler, former NBA champ and two-time All-Star, at the bottom of the hour on the update of Paul George, LeBron, and what Kawhi can do literally in the next 24 hours to become a Laker. This is Fox.